This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Super excited for today's show. Joining us in the studio, first-time guest to Senior Talk, our friend Heather from Province Springs. Thank you so much, Heather, for taking the time to join us this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So before we dive in, I always like to get a little background on our guests. So can you share with our listeners just a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion for serving seniors and what led you to doing what it is you do today?
Sure, absolutely. I've been in senior living just about 7 years now. I've worked in all levels of care, from independent living up to skilled nursing. I actually decided to go into the senior industry because my grandfather suffered from Alzheimer's, and it really sparked my interest. I felt that I didn't have much knowledge when he was going through it and wanted to learn more. And so that's what I did, started in sales with a larger company than what I am with now. Through that, what I found, though, was memory care was no longer my desire. It was more independent living. The crowd is fun, they're lively, and that's where I like to be.
It's a different clientele or a different level of care or service for sure. And fascinating, there's always that personal connection that draws all of us to doing what we do in senior care. And it's always good to hear that personal connection. I, too, have that personal connection. And it's good to see. And I think that's really what just drives us to this industry and what keeps us here in this industry as well, 7 years. So
yeah.
Province Springs. What is Province Springs?
So Province Springs, it's a refined senior living community. We focus on independent living. That's our only level of care that we have at the community. Our community is a little different, modern. We have nice modern appliances, modern cabinetry, modern apartments, modern amenities. So it's a little different than most traditional independent livings. Our amenities really are best in class, especially with our lifestyles programming. And our dining is much different. It's innovative. It really tries to follow the track of brain needs and a healthy lifestyle.
And absolutely, you know, beautiful, beautiful community. Where are you located?
We are on the far east side of Colorado Springs. We're on Constitution and Tutt. We're right around shopping, movie theater, pretty much where the whole city is booming to.
And you're absolutely right. When you're looking at the growth of the city, you know, we can only go so far west. We hit the mountains.
Yeah.
So east is the way to go. And I remember growing up here, you know, Powers, it wasn't there. And there certainly wasn't anything east of Powers. So it's fascinating to see the growth out there. And it makes sense where we're going to see the newer senior living or adult living communities is going to be where that population and opportunity to grow is. Now, you touched on, you know, a couple different terms, and I do want to dive in to do a little bit of education here for our listeners on the different types of living. So you've had, you know, obviously experience in memory care, assisted living. Province Springs, of course, is independent living only. Can you tell us, you know, the difference between, you know, independent living and then maybe go into some of those other terms like assisted living and memory care?
Absolutely. So independent living really is designed for very active seniors. Most of our residents don't need any care. Of course, the opportunity is there. If you want to hire care to come in and care for you in an independent living, you can do that. Assisted living differs from us. It's really designed for folks who need 24-hour oversight and that care 24 hours a day and a little more of a medical attention rather than just in-home evening care or morning care. So our independent living really does have a lot of younger seniors in it, and that's what's driving the community. So most of our seniors don't need any care at all. They just like to have the easy lifestyle of no maintenance on a home, fresh meals available when they want them, and a lifestyle of a community with activities and social programming, those types of amenities.
So independent living is really designed when you don't really have a lot of care needs as far as your personal care needs, but it's more of a lifestyle choice. The environment, the activities, the settings, you know, a lot of those things we're going to dive into as far as really what highlights Province Springs is kind of driving the way for those different options or those new options for independent living. How does it compare to, you know, living in a residential home? You know, what are some of the pros and cons? You know, should I stay in my home? Should I not? You know, what are the pros and cons of it?
So the big pro is the lifestyle. Your lifestyle changes immensely when you choose to come to an independent living such as Province. Your social connections tend to get larger, which is a big part of aging, and aging in a healthy way. As we stay home and we have our friends pass away or our family members pass away, we no longer have those social connections, and they're harder to find out of your home. There's not as many opportunities to find those social connections. So that's largely the biggest piece that people come and seek is those social connections.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The other big piece is most of the time as we age, we just get tired of taking care of the yard and tired of cooking every single meal. Therefore, those things tend to not happen anymore. We eat less. We don't eat all our meals that we're supposed to, or our yard gets neglected. We no longer garden, or we no longer mow it. So they look to offload all of that maintenance and all of that housekeeping, and they offload it onto us, and we take care of it, and they tend to eat better and enjoy their social surroundings.
You know, and that's an important topic to really highlight is, you know, as we live in our own homes, you know, maybe the homes we've lived in for 30, 40 years, you know, especially when you look at the aging population, things start to go wrong with the home. You have to do updates and upgrades and things just to maintain and be able to stay at home. So when you're looking at cost, you know, how does that stack up when you're looking at, you know, a monthly cost for something like, you know, an independent living apartment at Private Springs versus, you know, paying your mortgage or homeowner's insurance or maintenance or upkeep and utilities and all those things that really seem to add up?
They do. And one of the bigger things as we go through the process of working with new folks looking at the community, price is always a shocker. It looks like a very high price, looks very expensive. But yes, once you add in the mortgage, the homeowner's insurance, if you have to hire somebody to come take care of your yard, all the groceries you'll purchase, and even the smaller bills, you know, your cable, your internet, your water, gas, electric, all of those things are actually bundled up and included in the pricing that you pay for your monthly rent. The one thing that's always hard for anybody looking at independent living to understand is the social programming and the lifestyle is, you can't even put a price on that, really. So that's all included with your monthly rent.
Absolutely. And that makes perfect sense. And I want to highlight, you know, as we get older, there's a few things that we know for certain. None of us, regardless of our age, none of us are getting younger and none of us are getting healthier.
Right.
So as we make that move and transition to, say, an independent living like Province Springs, I'm not getting younger. I'm not getting healthier. Say those needs for hands-on assistance or care become a reality. You don't have to just move, you know, to an assisted living because Province Springs is only independent living. That's where companies like Heartfelt can come in. Other service providers, you can really get what you need when you need it to allow you to continue that independent living lifestyle and being able to thrive as much as possible.
Absolutely. And everybody around you at an independent living is still living their best life. You know, they're out, they're active. And that's a big mental thing. You know, if you're seeing it and they're doing it, you strive to be that, and it keeps you independent longer.
You know, that makes perfect sense, and I don't think I've ever looked at it that way. But if you surround yourself with active, thriving, healthy, mobile seniors, it would make sense that you're going to have that drive, at least subconsciously, to continue to be active, thriving, mobile in addition to that.
So yeah,
it
and
might
all
be
your
the encouragement that you need, right?
Yeah.
You know, Sally's going out to the movies and you want to go back out to the movies with her.
That's exactly right.
Makes perfect sense. Let's talk about Size. How big is the community? How many apartments? Are there different models? I mean, is this kind of cookie cutter where every apartment's the same, everything's the same size, different sizes, different models?
So we are 160 apartments, so a substantial community, really. We have 10 different floor plans, ranging from studios all the way up to large two bedrooms. So it's definitely not cookie cutter. One thing that does stay consistent in our apartments, though, are our appliances, our cabinetry. So no matter if you're in the smallest apartment or the biggest apartment, you're still going to have that luxury feel and modern feel.
Fantastic. Province Springs, obviously packed full of what I'll call features and amenities. Take a little bit of time, share with our listeners about life at Province Springs.
Absolutely. Our amenities, like I said, are best in class. We have a phenomenal fitness center with everything from cardio equipment to weight machines to free weights. We have an indoor heated pool, and we offer pool classes for fitness as far as stretching to cardio to strength training in the pool. We also offer our restaurant, which is probably our namesake. Really, our restaurant is innovative. We're serving younger seniors, and that's the kind of menu that we like to have. We always focus on the healthy side of things to try and keep our bodies strong and our minds strong. Nowadays, the big thing are these power foods, so we're really trying to embrace that and wrap around it. We're trying to embrace more vegan-friendly options. That's where a lot of folks are choosing to go. We have 24-hour concierge, so 24 hours a day there is somebody in the building. They can help you set up a movie in the theater room so that you could watch a movie, get you some popcorn started. Our social club is another neat thing that we have. We do have a full liquor license through the social club, which is unique. So we can serve everything from beer, wine, cocktails, food even in the social club.
Fantastic. And I want to highlight, I mean, food is probably the number one feature that folks ask me about when they're looking at senior living. And to highlight what you offer, obviously, you know, kind of an expanded menu, more than what you might typically find out there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is restaurant style. You have a chef. I mean, this is someone who is culinary trained. I mean, they are world class.
Yes, absolutely. Our chef has actually worked at some very high-end resorts here in Colorado Springs, high-end restaurants, and she brings that life to the menu. And she herself is younger, so she's bringing that fresh approach. You know, it's no longer the institutional food, you know, that everybody complains about or doesn't want to see. It's a very different take on senior restaurant.
Fantastic. I want to be sure we get your contact information out several times during today's show. Our guest today, Heather with Province Springs. Heather, share with our listeners the best way they can get in touch with you and the team at Province Springs. Maybe set up a tour, or come by, maybe have lunch there and see what you offer.
Yes, the best way to reach us is by phone. Our phone number is 719-377-3900. You can reach that 24 hours a day. Like I said, we do have concierge there. We have folks there 7 days a week, so we're available any time of the day to give you a tour and treat you to some food.
Fantastic. And location again, in case listeners are out driving around, they want to stop by. Where are you located?
We are at 2960 Tutt Boulevard. And that's, of course, Colorado Springs. Our zip code's 80922. Again, we're on the west side of town, or east side of town, excuse me, off of Constitution and Tutt.
Fantastic. Now, we touched on a little bit, obviously, you know, the activities and the really facilitating the social side of aging and those social connections. Tell us about the lifestyle and activities at Province Springs.
Sure. So we have a variety of activities that we do 7 days a week. Our activities, again, are focused for more active seniors. However, we do have some of those just kind of hang out, watch a movie activities, because even if we're active, we have those times where we want to just relax and hang out. We have a lot of outings spanning from zip lining in Manitou to the farmers markets this summer, museums in Denver. We go walking in outdoor areas every week. We have a lot of entertainment that comes into the community. We just had a massive luau, and we hosted 100 people at that last Saturday. So those are the types of things that we're bringing to the residents.
That's fantastic. So never a dull moment if you don't want a dull moment. So that's the good thing. Fantastic. Now, you know, we touched on independent living, and I want you to share with our listeners, you know, as we're maybe starting to explore senior living, you know, who is really appropriate for independent living?
Really, anybody can be appropriate as long as you're not needing the 24-hour care and oversight. Like I said, we focus more around activities and active seniors. However, if you just need some care in the morning or in the evening, you can still live at Province and enjoy our lifestyle. You can partner with somebody like Heartfelt to come in and do those cares for you, but still enjoy the community day in and day out. We host so many activities on the community campus that the majority of them you don't even have to leave for. Our restaurant is open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week, so you still have that versatility that you're not having to go to breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning or lunch at noon. So it doesn't matter what care level you're at, you can still enjoy those features.
Excellent. So when is the right time to start exploring if maybe senior living is right for me or a loved one?
Sooner rather than later. I've been in the industry long enough where sometimes people wait too long, and then they're at the point they can't enjoy all of the things that we're doing in the community. Maybe it's mobility, maybe it's more physical health than anything, or maybe it's cognitive health. So I say sooner than later. It never hurts to explore. At Province, we even allow you to come stay a week and try the community out with no commitment. And that's a big deal. So if you're 60, 65, you can come experience it and see if you want to live that lifestyle at that age. Or again, if you're 85, you want to see if there's residents you can connect with, we offer that.
Fantastic. And I want to highlight what you said. I mean, really, the right time to start exploring is now.
Exactly.
You know, oftentimes I think independent living is underutilized as a care option because we want to, quote, and we'll touch on some of the myths around independent living a little bit later, but, you know, we want to stay at our own home as long as possible. And what we're doing is we're really, the longer we wait, the fewer options we have.
The fewer options you have and the more you're declining. Maybe it's not physically, but emotionally and mentally, you're declining. You know, you're separated from that social.
Isolation, yes. Depression, I imagine, mm-hmm. plays a huge role in it.
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's get your contact information out again. I want to make sure listeners have enough opportunities during today's show to be able to connect with Province Springs.
Please reach out to us by phone. It's 719-377-3900. We're on the east end of town, 2960 Tutt Boulevard, right on Tutt and Constitution.
Fantastic. I always like to give our guests the opportunity to address some of the myths and misconceptions that we see, you know, just out there, generally speaking. You know, 16 years in senior care, I always run into some very common myths when people start talking about senior living and not wanting to go to a, quote, nursing home and things like that. So I want to give you the opportunity to address some of the myths that I've seen over the years surrounding independent living. And the big one that I see is, you know, independent living is going to be boring and depressing.
Never. It never is. And that is a massive misconception. We offer so many activities that there's something for you to do. And it's a variety from intellectual activities to art to outings. It just runs the gamut. So there's something for everybody to try and explore and to get you maybe even out of your comfort zone to experience. I think the depressing piece that people always connect to is the age involved with it. Oh, there's a lot of old people there. Or I don't want to be around old people. And that is not the truth. You can be 90 years old and be lively, and people think you're 70 nowadays. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. So the depressing factor is gone. Independent living strives to remain that way. We have a bright and youthful community, so that depressing feeling is not there.
You mentioned zip lining in Manitou.
Yeah.
And if that falls into the boring category, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to go. I couldn't do it. But nonetheless, it's fascinating to see, you know, that variety of different options out there. Mm-hmm. So I would absolutely agree that that's a myth. There's not boring times. Or if it is boring, it's because you chose for it to be boring.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Myth number two. Well, I'm going to move to independent living. You'll lose your independence.
That is probably the biggest myth that I hear come out almost daily. You do not lose your independence. You actually gain more independence because now you're not strapped with cooking for yourself all day or going out to mow that lawn that you've been doing for 30 years. Those things go away and you actually gain independence. Independence to go shopping or to go on outings or to meet new people. Or even if you just want to kick back and relax, you don't have that looming over your head. And as I said before, we focus to keep people independent, active, and healthy. And through that, your physical well-being stays stronger and you can continue to do more later in life.
Absolutely. Myth number three, I'm going to move to independent living and I'm going to be surrounded by, quote, old people that I have absolutely nothing in common with.
You'd be surprised how often I hear that. It's on the regular basis. We don't look at ourselves as aging, right? Everybody around us is aging, but we're not. We're still 30 or we're still 40. But the truth is if you take the number out of the equation, that's just a word, old.
Yeah.
You know, you could, like I said, you can be 90 years old and still function as a 70-year-old. I have a 102-year-old who still volunteers once a week. It's just all wrapped up in your mind that you're old or people are old or I don't want to be around that. But those strong connections that you build, truthfully, when you get to know folks, age is no longer relevant.
Yeah, the number doesn't matter. And then you look at the physical limitations and restrictions that we get when we age. Typically in independent living, you're not seeing the same acuity or needs for those higher levels of care that you would in, say, a nursing home or a skilled nursing facility.
Correct. And independent living is really a newer level of care in the grand scheme of things. And most people don't want to go to a nursing home or they don't want to go to assisted living. So they block independent living out of their mind thinking it's the same thing when it's not.
It's retirement living.
It is.
Enjoying and being able to thrive in your golden years, if you will. I always put it into perspective. Getting into senior care down in Arizona, we had a lot of what we called snowbirds. So the folks that would come down in the wintertime from places like Colorado, because it's a wonderful place to be in the wintertime and retirement community. So, I mean, this is a upscale hotel-like retirement living is really what it is. It's
exactly.
Not a care facility as we have been trained to look at them.
Right. Yeah. We're categorized in the 55 plus communities. So there's nothing assisted about it. We don't have on-site staff that care for you 24 hours a day. So you don't have to worry about being in that realm.
Fantastic. Here's a big myth. I think a lot of seniors, a lot of us have pets. And when I move to a community, I'm going to have to give up my pets, my lovely dog that I've had for 10 years. I'm going to have to just get rid of if I'm looking at moving into an independent living community.
That is false. I love animals as well. Province, we are pet friendly completely. We have a dog park. We have numerous pet waste stations around the community. So you can just walk around the community and your animal can feel comfortable and secure. In having grass to walk in or somewhere to run. So we love that you keep your companion, and we encourage you to keep your companion because for us, it hits the heart, right?
Absolutely. Now, Colorado Springs, obviously, we talked about rapidly growing, as is the variety and options of senior living communities available here locally. What sets Province Springs apart from the rest?
What sets Province Springs apart is the feel when you walk through the door. When you walk through the door, you're going to feel a bright, energetic community with friendly staff and friendly residents and residents who are lively and just looking for social interaction. That's one of the biggest things that sets us apart when you walk in. We're a modern community, which is much different than most communities in town. All of our apartments and hobby areas and lobby areas, all of that is just very modern and open. Our amenities, like I said, are best in class. Our restaurant is far different than any other independent living community, much more as far as variety, different dining styles in the community. We have the theater, which is different than a lot of communities, where you can access it 24 hours a day through our concierge. And we have our social club, which is different than most communities. Like I said, it has a full liquor license, which is pretty well unheard of in town.
Absolutely. Now, what should listeners really be on the lookout for when they're starting to explore independent living options?
I would say the biggest thing is to do some research on the communities that are in town. But be bigger than that is, how do you feel when you walk in the door? That's going to be the number one thing you want to think about when you're choosing a community. If you don't feel well just walking in the door, talking to the concierge or talking to the residents that are in the lobby, that's probably not the place for you. Not that it's a bad place, it just doesn't fit you.
Sure.
So the big thing with independent living is what fits you, right? What is your style? You know, what kind of lifestyle do you want? So you want to know that that community can feel like home, because that is going to be your home. You want to be able to walk down and just talk to the concierge or talk to the executive director or the sales directors and feel comfortable with them. Because even though they work there, they're with you almost every day. So you want to feel comfortable with the staff. You want to be able to visualize yourself living in that apartment and enjoying the appointments of the apartment. And you also want to know, what are the dining options? You know, independent living, you definitely don't want to be herded into three different meal times a day. You want to have the ability to come and go as you please and still have those options available for you.
Fantastic. And we're starting to run a little bit low on time. I really just want to ask, you know, any other advice or tips that you'd like to share with our listeners who may just be starting to explore the options and possibilities of moving into a senior living community?
The biggest tip that I would have for listeners, if you're starting to branch out and explore this, explore all the possibilities that are out there and explore the lifestyle of a community. Stay with a community. Come stay at Province and see what it's about. We can tell you all day long what we can offer, but until you experience it, you're never going to truly know. And even just a few days in the community will give you a taste of what we do. And talk to the residents. The residents will always be honest with you, I can promise you that. And they will tell you what they like about the community or how they've grown moving from home to a community.
Fantastic. Well, Heather, we are about out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the show here this morning. I can't believe it's been this long since we've had Province Springs on. Share with our listeners one last time, how can they reach out to you to learn more about Province Springs?
You can reach out to us by phone at 719-377-3900. You can find us online at provincesprings.com, or you can even just drive by and stop in. We're at 2960 Tutt Boulevard. And that's on the east end of town on the corner of Constitution and Tutt.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today,
Thank you.
Heather.
It's my pleasure.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.